You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome two guests into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. From the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra, we have the music director and conductor, Stephen Turo. Welcome, Stephen. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. It really is.
It's great to see you again. And then we have the operations manager, obviously the guy that does the most work with that title. Tom Archer is here. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So, Tom, do you think you're a little overworked and underpaid?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Maybe underpaid, though.
Well, we're going to find out all about the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And Steve, first off, a little bit about yourself. This is not a full-time gig for you. You have other profession that you do during the day. Well, what is your background?
Well, I am currently and have been. I'm actually entering my 20th year at as the director of instrumental music at Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island.
20 years?
Yeah.
I'm wow, right out of high school today.
Oh, yeah. Boy, can you tell? It's great. It's a wonderful institution, Moses Brown. And I am the director of bands and jazz bands as well, and I supervise the instrumental private music program. There, that's a full-time job, and it's a beautiful place to work. I just love driving into work every day. It's about an hour drive for me to get there, but I enjoy every minute of it. It's I think about my day as I'm driving in and plan out, do my lesson plans, and just plan out the day of music, and it's music from 7:15 to 4:00.
What a deal!
It's great.
And then you leave there and go to the Ocean State Summer Pop sometimes.
That's right. You better believe it.
When did that all start?
Well, actually, we're starting our 20th season. We started in 1993. The idea came from when I was conducting as the conductor of the Shriners Concert Band in Cranston, Rhode Island, which was a fun organization to be a part of, that band. I was with that band for 10 years, and in the middle of my reign there as conductor, I had this idea of taking musicians from that band, and of course not all of the instruments in a band would be in an orchestra,
right?
But taking the instruments that would be from that band and asking friends of mine that were string players to put that together. And that's how the orchestra formed. And growing up, born and raised in Rhode Island, playing in the Rhode Island Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, attending URI and New England Conservatory of Music, you just meet so many great musicians. And in knowing these great musicians, you have to just think of not only their what good people they are and what their love is of music, but this orchestra is all volunteers. So when I began this orchestra, I had to present it as, this is going to be for the big goose egg, everybody.
Right.
We're just going to do it for the love of music, and that's how it started.
So they all get paid less than Tom.
They do. Yeah.
Well, let's get to a piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk to Tom about some exciting things you have coming up. This first piece you've chosen for us is a familiar name to me, but it seems like a pretty long piece. Phantom. Is this the entire show that you're going to play for us?
This particular setting is almost 14 minutes long.
All right.
And it's a wonderful arrangement.
We'll try to play a portion of that. If you want the real thing, then you've got to go to one of the performances we'll tell you about later, and maybe you'll get a chance to hear that. But right now, a portion of Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you.
Beautiful music by the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. This is from a CD which was recorded probably about 10 years ago, perhaps, Steve, somewhere in that area anyway. Not real recent, was it?
2008.
Okay, yeah. So not just yeah, all, only off. 6 years ago, five years ago, however you want to count it. All right, well, that was a great piece. And Tom, just a question. We already have passed one of your first productions of the year, which was at URI, successful, I hope, and all went well there. But now we have two more events coming up in the near future. Tell us about those two.
Sure, Mike. Just like to mention that OSPO, which is the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra, is a recognized 501c3 organization, and part of our mission is to perform concerts for the general public and to try to keep light classical and popular music out in the general public area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you said, we just completed a benefit concert for the music department at the University of Rhode Island, and our next performance is going to be on August the 10th at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. This will be our fourth season performing at the Stadium Theater. And then our final concert for this season is going to be on August 25th at Water Place Park and the Water Place Restaurant at Water Place Park in Providence.
All right, and we'll find out how to get tickets and all that other information in a little while. So August 10th, August 10th is this coming? This is the next Saturday night, so time flies when you're having fun. What kind of program, Steve, will be presented on August 10th, basically?
This year, being a Pops Orchestra, we stay very close to that venue,
mm-hmm.
Hoping to please audiences of all ages and the music that I choose. So in this concert coming up, we're doing the E.T. theme, John Williams from the movie Extraterrestrial, is so memorable by so many people.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing
James Bond piece, too?
A James Bond, okay. 007 medleys.
Okay.
You bet. It's popular music.
Oh, it's still some always. Of those popular. Yeah.
Always. We're doing a Duke Ellington medley.
Okay.
We're doing some Beatles.
Wow.
Yep. And I think the feature this year, because of the popularity of the movie that just happened, and I do this every year when I choose music, if a movie has come out or a musical with main themes or popular music,
mm-hmm.
I will definitely do it. And this year we're doing a medley of Les Mis.
Wow.
And we have vocals with that because we've had vocals in the past several years when we've done our concerts. So
great.
It's going to be exciting.
Something to look forward to.
You bet.
Speaking of when movies come out, I think one of the longest running Broadway shows that was made into a movie that ever ran for years in some theaters was Sound of Music. And I think that's next on our hit parade here, right? You like to play
it
that?
Is. Yeah, great, great, great music.
All right, we'll play some music again. This is a pretty lengthy medley, so we'll play a portion of it, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Bye.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. Stephen Toro is here, and Tom Archer. And Steve, we talked about a little bit about the orchestra at the beginning of the show. How many people are involved with the orchestra at this point?
We have about 60 members. So it's a full...
6-0.
6-0, yeah. 60 okay. members. Full orchestra complement. It's great.
And just to refresh everyone's memory, I know I've had lots of people on the program in the past years that talk about the difference between an orchestra and a band and perhaps a pops orchestra. What is the makeup of the instruments, basically?
Well, the orchestra, the quick difference is that in an orchestra, you have a full complement of strings, violin, viola, cello, and bass.
Okay.
Where in the band, you don't. We have full strings. We have right now 14 violins, which is, again, this is a volunteer orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Four viola, four celli, four basses, and then our complement of winds and brass and
now,
percussion.
Now, as a singer, I have the great advantage of walking into a place and I don't have to carry anything. And I've always felt bad for these people that have to carry like an upright bass or something like that. And I just heard you say cello versus cello.
Yeah, plural. So instead of four cellos,
Four
celli.
See, you learn something every day.
Yeah.
So it's four celli or a gaggle of celli.
Gaggle, there you go. Although I don't know if a cello players would appreciate that.
Gaggle, right? Yeah.
I do want to mention we are very fortunate to have a harpist that also plays with our orchestra regularly.
Okay.
And what an addition that is to this. And it's been, I think, 3 years now. And it's what an added, beautiful instrument that is.
Excellent. Would you say most of your performances you feature, I know we talked briefly, is there a lot of patriotic programming also?
We do some, I wouldn't say a lot, but we do patriotic every concert. And, mm-hmm. and we open with, and this is different from, I'm going to say different from many orchestras, even pops orchestras, but 90% of our concerts I open with the Star Spangled Banner. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very patriotic person. And I grew up in a musical family. And the band concerts that I attended, and I say band concerts that I attended, that my dear great uncle conducted for years in Rhode Island, every concert was started with the Star Spangled Banner, and I never forgotten it.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom, when we talked about the opportunity for the two upcoming concerts, we didn't mention a website or anything. Is there a way people can get information through that?
Yes, there is. We have our own website, and the domain name is osspoospo.org. And our full calendar is listed on our website, as well as information about the orchestra and all the musicians who are playing in the orchestra as well.
Excellent. All right. This next piece is one of my favorite Williams pieces, Superman Returns. Tell us about that, Stephen.
This is music from the first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve,
right,
as many may remember. Very different from the recent
current
Superman,
one, yeah.
The current
right.
one. And I am a fan. It's no secret in my programming of these concerts. I'm a fan of John Williams and his music. And I just love his writing and his scoring.
Here we go with Superman.
Thank you.
we're going to try to squeeze in as much music as possible into tonight's show and play the music from the CD that we talked about earlier. This next one is My Fair Lady. Let's get right to it and tell us about it.
Classic Lerner and Lowe music. Musical that we do arrangement of My Fair Lady. As is Sound of Music, but just classic music. And I was fortunate enough to play this musical, as I have been a full-time pit musician in years past. Mm-hmm. In the Cape Cod area and the former Chateau de Ville. I did so many shows as a pit musician, and really fortunate to play this particular show, My Fair Lady.
Chateau de Ville with the big chandelier.
You bet. You bet.
All right. We'll listen to My Fair Lady, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Tom Archer and Stephen Turo of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And Steve, we've talked about the size of the orchestra, but one of the things we didn't mention was age group. Is there any kind of age limit, or you have to be so old or not so old, or and how does that work?
Well, that's age limit. There would be an age limit because the orchestra is primarily adults, mm-hmm. adults from all walks of profession, extremely talented. And again, I've mentioned this before, but they are volunteers, just so good. But I do invite talented students to be part of this orchestra, which is wonderful. And this orchestra becomes a mentor for these students, mentors for these students. Mm-hmm. And we have several in the orchestra, several students in the orchestra. And proudly, I'd like to say that a few of them are from Moses Brown. And I do know these students well and how they play. So that's why I know who to ask and who to invite and
right.
who really may be thinking of following a musical path as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy playing. All of the students that are members of our orchestra, I just enjoy it so much. And they do think of this orchestra as a large contingent of mentors within mm-hmm. the orchestra.
Almost a family environment, and
it is.
With their uncles and their grandfathers and their whatever,
right.
or assumed to be. And
right.
The orchestra must have turnover. People move away, yeah. they change, things happen. How do new people get involved if they're interested?
Well, we put out information when the season is about to start.
On the website?
Yes. Yes, that we're looking for members, maybe certain instruments if we think we're going to be low in a section mm-hmm. for the upcoming season. And I get plenty of emails come about February and March because mm-hmm. we have our first rehearsal is always in April. We have one rehearsal in April, one in May, and then we start our weekly rehearsals in June. So about February, I get emails. Many from people that are looking to play with the orchestra, and I audition everybody. I listen to everybody play before they can play with the orchestra, and much of that is so I know where to seat them.
Okay.
Where, especially in the string section.
Sure.
Where do I seat these people? But I listen to everybody before they play.
Excellent. All right, we'll get to another piece of music. This one is a favorite of a lot of people, the Armed Forces Medley. This has been played by a lot of groups. Anything that you want to tell us about this?
Well, it's more of the patriotic in me. We do this piece probably every 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think I rotate it into our program. It's just a great piece of music and not the first instrumental ensemble to do this, but when the particular service song comes up in the arrangement, before we play this, I ask those members of that particular service to stand and be recognized. And the crowd just loves it. It's a sure standing ovation piece, but the standing ovation is for those members of the armed forces.
Thank you.
Great music by the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. Make sure you take advantage of the upcoming opportunities to see them Saturday night, August 10th, 7 o'clock in Woonsocket at the Stadium Theater, and then the Biggie on the 25th, 3 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon at Water Place Park. And Tom, I've got to ask you about this. I'm looking at your flyer, and maybe there's a misprint here. It says Gala Concert and Buffet at the Water Place Restaurant, and then it says tickets are $10. Now, something's wrong with that.
No, it isn't. And if I can just tell you a little about that concert on the 25th at Water Place Park, this is a collaboration between the orchestra, the Water Place Restaurant, and also an organization known as SOATS, which stands for the Society of the Evening Star. This organization is a local charitable organization which was founded in Providence in 1983, and they're involved in a number of charitable outreach activities through their Acts of Kindness program. On the 25th, the orchestra will be donating their services by all the musicians, and also the restaurant is donating all the food for the buffet. And the proceeds from the tickets, which are $10 each, will be going strictly to the SOATS organization to continue their charitable work.
Wow.
And if any people who are interested may go to our website, osspo.org, to get information with regards to that concert. And they may also purchase tickets on our website for that concert.
Excellent. Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, they may call area code 508-254-6330 for information.
Operators are standing by.
Yes, currently.
All right. That's great. That's a wonderful thing, and I'm sure if people are so inclined, they might be able to give more than $10 if they wanted to.
Absolutely, and as I mentioned, we are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax deductible.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in, Tom. It's great to see you and to hear all about the Ocean State Opera. Wow. Where'd that come from? Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And we'll look forward to having you back again, because I see on the same flyer that in December you're going to be having your holiday pops. So maybe we can get together and run over the details of that.
That would be great, Mike.
Thank you for coming in. And Stephen, thank you. It's great to see you. And listen to your comments about the music and the orchestra, and I wish you all the best coming up in these upcoming concerts. We have one more piece of music to go. We'll go out on very typical, I guess, for your performances, right?
Yep, this is a selection that we close all of our concerts with, and we have every season, every concert. It's Stars and Stripes Forever, one of the most popular pieces I think that was ever written. John Phillips is a favorite.
Excellent. We'll listen to Stars and Stripes Forever and see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.